Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down the Sunday showdown with Pittsburgh.
The battles against the Steelers, what's kind of stand out? I mean, they're one of the few teams that have actually had relative success against you. What is standing out against the Steelers with them?
I don't know what it is, man. It's just that I believe that rival atmosphere. I believe last year we supposed to have them, but things just didn't go our way. You know, the football guys wasn't on our side, but it's a whole nother year. It's a new year. I'm looking forward to the game.
Lamar, it's at least a handful of games against the Steelers that you haven't been able to be a part of for a variety of different reasons. Is that, I mean, it's considering how big of an opponent it is, you guys played them twice a year, has that ever kind of stuck with you that they've kind of escaped being able to go against you a few times?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. But I get a chance to go up against them this year, so I'm good right now. Hopefully, second time come around, I don't know what to say about that, but right now I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, Lamar, you were named again for the third time Offensive Player of the AFC. The numbers speak for themselves. Do you consider yourself that you're in the best moment of your career?
I can't call it. You know, I'm just focused right now. I'm locked in. I'm having fun. That's all. It's all to it right now.
Mike Tomlin kind of went viral for telling reporters we call you Mr. Jackson.
Mr. Jackson?
Yeah, he said that's Mr. Jackson. We're going to face him next week. He pulled everything. How do you take that kind of respect from the Steelers? Or do you feel like, you know, they... Does it feel different the way they approach the games against you?
I appreciate that coming from our coach, you know, all the success he's had. But when we on that field, it's a different ball game. That's with any opponent, though, not just the Steelers. My mindset totally different when I'm out there. Regardless, I'm trying to win. I appreciate it, though. I appreciate it.
Lamar, you had said last week that you expected your chemistry with Deontay Johnson to build pretty quickly. A week later, I'm curious how you feel like that's grown, just the chemistry between you two.
I feel like it's good, actually. We were throwing passes out here today, 7-0 team. We're looking pretty good, looking pretty solid.
Lamar, we know Pittsburgh runs through its defense. Just this particular team and defense, what do you see from them and the challenges that it presents?
Those guys are flying around. They're getting after it, creating turnovers, explosive plays for the defense. Their front seven is amazing. Just an all-around great defense from what I see on film.
Lamar, speaking of their front seven, what do you think it's going to be like going against Patrick Queen on the other side?
It'll be different. You know, it's not practice no more with PQ, but it'll be different. It'll be different because it's game action, not just practice now. So it'll be different.
Having done that, right? I mean, days and days and days and years, you and him were opposite. How can that work for you or against you, knowing him and him knowing you?
I can't call it because I feel like you don't really get to know a player just going against him in practice. You know, it'll be different once we out there, though.
Lamar, I know you're always kind of looking ahead, and you know, like you said, you haven't played in all these past games, but the Steelers, they have won, I think, was it 7 of the past 8 against it. Being a rival, I mean, how much do you think that bothers this team?
I don't know. You know, it's a different team right now. It was different guys last year, it's a different unit this year, but it's always the same goal. We want to win. We want to be the ones that come out victorious, and that's going to be the goal going into this game.
Lamar, I mean, for a whole generation, Ravens Steelers was like the rivalry in the AFC North.
I remember watching.
Do you feel like it's maybe been a little bit less of that in the time that you've been here, or does it still feel like the game?
I believe, you know, social media got everyone rivals right now. You know, every team we go against, no matter who we playing, some kind of way, is some history. You know, so I feel like social media just changed the difference between how intense the rival was back then versus now.
Lamar, you said you remember watching it, you know, those great rivalries back yeah. in the day. What do you remember about it? What stand out?
To me, not really an offensive battle. It was really like defensive battles back then. You know, Ray Lewis going against Ed Reed and Ray Lewis and Suggs, those guys going against Polamalu in the defense, even though they're not on the field at the same time. But mostly explosive plays came from those guys from what I watched when I was a kid.
Lamar, could you get into that even though you were on the other side of the ball?
I mean, I played safety like when I was a kid, so I was with it. Like I was intrigued with the game.
Mark, curious, like when you were growing up, you know, youth football, whatever, middle school, high school, was there ever like a team that frustrated you that you couldn't, you know, or a player even that frustrated you? Like, did you ever have that experience, a guy or a team that would sometimes
like just beat us, like, and I was going against them?
Yeah.
Oh, youth football, Fort Lauderdale Lake Vikings, I hated them. I hated them. I still hate them because I can think about the games we lost against them. I'm like, bro, how did we lose? Like, yeah, man. Yeah, I hated them. I still hate them right now. Like, the kids cool now. I love the kids now, but I wouldn't want my child to play for a lot of that ladies, man.
You feel that way about the Steelers at all?
I mean, you know, I hate everybody in the league. Well, every team in the league when I'm going against them. I don't have no heart for a team I'm going against them. I'm trying to win because they don't have a heart for me when they're going against me. Probably after the game is all love, but on that field, no.
Lamar, were there any pros on that Lauderdale team?
Pros? Nah. You know, actually, Zay younger though. Zay was on younger pounds, but he actually played for like those guys that team. That I hate that team. I don't hate nothing, but I hate that team. They always be.
Would you play against his brothers or one of his
brothers? His brother older. His brother a little older, so I didn't get to play. I just watched his brother. His brother was joystick first. Like, I remember watching him. And then, you know, Lil Keith used to make noise, you know, on the younger pounds, and he was doing the same thing. You know, it was always the same thing. Actually, I think Eddie was on the older pounds, though. He played for a lot of their leagues. Yeah, Eddie Jackson, yeah.
Were you ever able to beat them? Is that
I beat them. I beat them when they counted, but they beat me. they beat me regular season all the time. I used to get ticked off, like, bro. I used to be crying. Booger nose, snot, like, kid, like, I'm hurt. But, you know, I beat them when they counted. We won the Super Bowl, so I.
On the Steelers, they've got Elliott and Queen over there, guys that have been a part of this team. Was there ever times when they were here that they used to talk about what would happen if they were on the other side of the ball against you?
I played against Deshaun last year, but Deshaun, you know, man, Deshaun, we came in the league together. You know, that's my brother right there. But not really. We don't really talk like that amongst each other. Probably on the practice field, but not in the locker room. Not that I can remember. Hopefully, I don't know. He's trying to win, dude. That's all I know. He's trying to win.
Tomlin spent a lot of time talking about the Ravens offense and all the various weapons. Do you think that this year's offense has a different feel from what they've seen in the past?
I can't call it. It's a different team. We have different guys who bring different things to the table for us to help us out on this offensive side of the ball. But I can't call it because different guys do different things better than other guys. So I can't call it.
Mark, I think on one of your touchdown passes to Zay against the Broncos, I think, Rashad last week, you kind of leave your hand up there, like follow through, like a shot in basketball. Is that sort of basketball inspired for you to kind of like, after you make the touchdown throw, kind of leave your hand, like the follow through?
I think that's just from practice, me just trying to make something happen and just, I don't know, it's the risk. Just putting the ball in a great place for the receiver to catch the ball. That's all.
Lamar, last one, please.
Everyone's talking about wanting to get Deontay Johnson more involved.
Is there a fine line between, you know, look, wanting to get him involved while also not disrupting the rhythm of the rest of the offense because things seem to be working as they've been for a while?
Yeah, I feel like that's part of it. You know, just don't want to rush things. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's probably how coach, you know, those guys feeling, but we definitely want to get him involved because he's a great talent. You know, he's a great addition to our offense, explosive, great receiver from what I've seen. You know, we played against him plenty of times, and I see it on the practice field. Definitely want to get him involved.
All right. Thank you, Lamar.
Appreciate you.